Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
I have some breaking news for you before we finish this evening. In the last half hour, our colleague Sharon Tobin is reporting that the HSE's Emergency Department Task Force is to ask the government to reconsider public health measures. It follows a meeting of the task force this afternoon to discuss the pressures on emergency departments in hospitals across the country. In a moment, we'll get reaction from Dr. Fergal Hickey, who's president of the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine and Emergency Department Consultant in Sligo University Hospital. But first, let's hear from someone who sits on that task force. Phil Nihay of the INMO joins me. Phil, well, tell me about what happened at the task force meeting today.
Well, I'm happy to say that everybody at the task force, and it's made up of clinical program leads, it's made up of HSE staff who run clinical programs, it's made up of trade unions and patient associations, and everybody agreed that the level of risk is too high at the moment for patients and for staff. The minister, we had invited the minister, I had written to the minister and invited him to attend. He's not a formal member of the task force, but all members traditionally would have attended, all ministers traditionally would have attended this task force. Now, to be...
Was the minister there?
No, the minister didn't attend, but I have received correspondence in the last hour from him saying that he would is very supportive of the task force and would await its recommendations. So the task force today made a decision that we would write to the Minister for Health as a group and set out the concerns that now exist right across the services, and with the increased number of those presenting to EDs, but also the increased numbers of positive cases of COVID-19 in the community, which is putting extraordinarily huge pressures, very dangerous pressures on our acute hospitals.
And what are you calling for, Phil?
We're asking the minister to urgently convene the public health teams that he needs in order to relook and revise the public health measures, because there's only so many things right now that can reduce this spread of a very contagious variant. And obviously, masks wearing is one. We're not being prescriptive. We're saying there are public health advisors and they need to look at this. This is a wave of COVID-19 that is higher than what we had in January. The hospitals just simply cannot be asked to continue to provide the care as they are doing to the best of their abilities, all staff working in the hospital.
Okay.
But it is absolutely breaking them.
I want to get reaction from Dr. Fergal Hickey in just a second, the consultant. But what are you talking about then? I know you say you're not being prescriptive, but you mentioned masks, social distancing, remote working. I mean, what's on the cards, I wonder?
Absolutely. Everything must be reviewed in our view. But the most simple and the quickest recommendation should be mask wearing. Okay. We know it works.
Can I go to Dr. Fergal Hickey? And thank you very much indeed for staying on the line. I know you're both extremely busy. Do you welcome this, Fergal Hickey?
Yes, in the sense that the Emergency Department Task Force has historically been relatively ineffective. It meets very infrequently and rarely, if ever, actually comes out with a definitive statement. So this is welcome, and as Finlay Shea has said, it was unanimous in its view. The reality is something has to give. So we've over 1,600 people with COVID in hospital. We're very short-staffed. We have record numbers of patients attending emergency departments. We've typically between 400 and 660 people on trolleys every day for the last number of weeks. Something has to give. The only thing we can do, because we can't obviously sort out the capacity or infrastructure problems in the short term, and they do need to happen in parallel, but the only thing we can do is to try and turn off the tap of COVID. And the only way we can do that is to go back to some of the public health measures which we know have worked. And mask wearing is a very easy and very obvious one, and really it's a pity that we gave up on it so quickly.
Do you think the government has wasted time then by not acting sooner?
I think they were caught on the hop by the particular variant of Omicron that we're now dealing with, which is even more transmissible than previous versions of what was very transmissible. So I think they've been caught on the hop. I think there's also the political imperative not to be seen to go backwards, and some might see this as a backward step, but it's a necessary step, because at the moment, emergency departments all over the country are unsafe, and none of them without exception, are able to cope with this currently.
Mm-hmm. Can I give you the last word, Phil Nihay? There's a whole question now of whether the public will want to go backwards, if that's the right word to use at all, and accept these restrictions again.
Well, if you only had one thing to wish this evening, it should be that you should not get infected with COVID. COVID is not a simple disease. It is not something that anybody should say, this makes no difference. It certainly does. And the people who are being admitted to hospital with COVID are very sick. And if we look at the numbers of staff who are currently infected, just over 5,000, that is something that we must do everything in our power to avoid. It's simply not good enough. It's too high risk.
My God. OK, well, look, it is quite a sobering message you both deliver at the end of the programme today. And I can sense the urgency in your tone, both of you. And I'm sure we'll hear from the minister quite quickly, if not this evening, tomorrow morning, on what you're proposing. Phil Nihay of the INMO and Dr. Fergal Hickey, President of the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine. Thank you both very much indeed for joining us